Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A new turn in the battle over a solitary confinement ban. Mayor Adams has issued an emergency order suspending parts of the measure just one day before it was due to take effect. He issued the order and declared a state of emergency yesterday, citing concerns for the safety of staff and detainees at city jails. Now, the move is just the latest turn in a long-running battle between his honor and council over the issue. He originally vetoed the bill. Council overrode him in January. After the mayor issued the emergency order, city council issued a scathing statement saying the Adams administration has little respect for laws and democracy, calling the action hypocritical, saying the law already has safety exemptions that make the emergency order unnecessary. Public advocate Jumaane Williams also weighed in, calling the mayor's action a shameful tactic and a desperate abuse of power. Well, add veggies to the list of listeria concerns. Some Walmart and Aldi stores in the area recalling produce because of possible listeria contamination. The veggies come from Weir's Farm and were packed between July 5th and 12th. The companies say nobody's become ill, and they're doing this out of caution. This is another chain gets back to normal after concerns over cold cuts.
Stop and Shop closed its delis for a day because of the Boar's Head meat recall. It discarded thousands of pounds of meat, did a deep cleaning, and now the delis are back in business. At the Stop and Shop in Massive, Brian said it's best to avoid eating processed foods. But he said vegetables have been recalled too. And so he says consumers need to be careful with the produce they buy as well.
You rinse it, that's not going to do much. You could wash it with soap. That kills bacteria, but every now and then you eat, you get sick, you know.
And this woman wondered, we're the richest country in the world, how come our food isn't the best?
You definitely have to be self-aware of what you're putting in your body right now.
Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Maspeth, Queens.
Police want your help finding the seven guys who jumped and robbed a 69-year-old man in the Bronx. This happened just before 3:30 a.m. last Friday. Police say the man was walking near Davidson Avenue and West Kingsbridge Road in Kingsbridge Heights when a guy came up to him and put him in a chokehold. Six other guys started going through his pockets. They took a couple $100 and a cell phone, then ran off. He was treated for minor injuries. Police have released video of the suspect. Urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. Hundreds of senior citizens in public housing on the Lower East Side are getting a tech upgrade, Ring doorbell cams. David Garza is president and CEO of the Henry Street Settlement. He tells 1010 Winds the cams are a big help.
Some seniors are isolated, don't have the capacity to get out of their house. Some seniors live far away from their families. And with the Ring cameras, they just have a greater capacity and their ability to feel that they have the safety and security and peace of mind that they need. They can see who's at their door, anticipate deliveries when they come, have family members check in on them, and check their surroundings on their behalf.
Amazon donated the doorbells and subscriptions in collaboration with NYCHA and Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine. The Henry Street Settlement Youth Community Response Team will install the cams and teach the seniors how to use them. Two brothers facing charges after a machete attack in a Long Island hotel parking lot. This incident happened Friday morning in the parking lot at the Days Inn Hotel in Hicksville. Nassau police say 21-year-old Yolani Conze hit 43-year-old man with his car, then got out and started slashing his hands with a machete. Then police say Conze's brother, 23-year-old Adoni Amari Conze, got out of the car and punched the victim in the face a few times. The victim was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Brothers left the scene, but were later arrested with that incident. Younger brother charged with attempted murder, assault, and weapons possession. The older brother with assault. Both pled not guilty at arraignment yesterday. An arrest in that really nasty punching attack on an 85-year-old man in Hell's Kitchen Friday. Police took in 29-year-old Marco Thomas on a second-degree assault charge. They say he just came up to the victim on 43rd Street near 9th Avenue a few minutes before 5 p.m. and slugged him in the head for no apparent reason. Victim taken to Bellevue in stable condition. Police caught up with Thomas early yesterday. It's a new plan for a very special movie theater.
We go somewhere we've never been before. Not just entertained, but somehow reborn.
That's Nicole Kidman. She's not in on it, but there is a new effort to save and reopen the Metro Theater on the Upper West Side. Theater's been closed since 05, but now independent film producer Ira Deutschman is leading a new effort. The Upper West Side Cinema Center lists Martin Scorsese, Ethan Hawke, and more as advisors. Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine tells 1010 Winds, good sight.
The interior was totally gutted, which at the time felt like a real loss, but now I think gives a chance for a new owner to re-envision the interior. And in fact, this Upper West Side Cinema Center is talking about not having it come back as one large theater, but creating five different cinemas of different sizes, which I think is a great idea.
He says there are at least two other parties talking to the owners, but it's early and he's optimistic.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.